Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
And what a pleasure it is here to bring you this bonus episode of Purple Daily on the eve of the NFL draft, on the eve of the day that the Vikings might change their franchise forever. And boys, it's been a minute since we've had our friend Randy in Cottage Grove. I don't know, he's been in hiding since the end of a disappointing season. But if you're new to the show, Randy in Cottage Grove has been coming on Purple Daily and or Mackie and Judd and or the old radio show on 1500 ESPN for several years. You can find him on Twitter/X at RandyVike69. And he has correctly nailed several different Vikings draft picks over the years. Justin Jefferson being one of the most noteworthy.
Tried to nail Brock Purdy.
I mean, he mocked Brock Purdy to the Vikings at one point.
Tried.
It's not the Viking. It's not his fault that the Vikings couldn't see the talent of Brock Purdy. So we're going to bring our guy in here in just a second after we shout out our friends at Finch Home Solutions, Judd Zolgad.
Yeah, that's right. Because Finch, as you see right there, all the trucks. You know where those Finch Home Solutions trucks are going? They're going to your home. They're going to your friends' homes, and they are going to fix any electrical issues that you might have. And I'm talking big or small. I'm talking car chargers, panel replacements, electrical repairs, indoor lighting, all of that type of thing. And Finch has done work for me. I'm going to tell you right now, fast, courteous, professional. They don't care what size the project is. What they care about is that it is done right. Their specials include $199 for a whole home safety inspection of value or nearly $357. Cody and his team, they are passionate about making sure that your home is safe, that everything is taken care of from an electrical point of view. 612-357-2604, FinchHomeSolutions.com. FinchHomeSolutions.com. If you're in need of electrical repairs at your home, make sure that FinchHomeSolutions.com is who you contact.
All right, he is the most passionate Vikings fan we know. He is Randy in Cottage Grove joining us via the phone here. Randy Vike 69. First of all, how you been the last few months, Randy?
Good. School.
School to you and yours. School? Yeah.
I've been good. Winter, off season usually is a time to kind of lick your wounds, as they say, and get a good grip on where some of the deficiencies are in your roster and where you need to you know, kind of plug a few holes, get creative, move some of the chess pieces around the board, as they say. And there's no better way to do that than the draft, which is, you know, a lot of people say that the draft is as big of an event as the Super Bowl these days, as far as getting fans.
The Vikings, it is the Super Bowl.
Fans who get snug, we get snug over the draft. We do.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been snug for 3 months thinking about tomorrow personally.
This is a good chance by the way, when we did take Ponder, I didn't have us taking him. I did, as you said, suggest Brock Purdy. We could have done that. Didn't do that. So hopefully this time around, we don't get it wrong. We nail this, as they say, QB of the future, and the smiling leg pisser guy is gone. He's down in Atlanta now doing his other thing.
The smiling leg pisser guy? Really? That's awfully disrespectful right there.
Yeah, he always crumbled under the pressure. And if you're going to crumble under the pressure, better not be making that kind of jack, as they say.
So I'm safe to say you're good with the Vikings not matching that contract and moving into the future here.
Adios. Okay. You got a good re-up with JJ, and they will. You saw that jacket he was wearing at the Timberwolves game. He's already spending some of that scratch, I'll tell you that.
It was a very nice jacket. Yeah, the shoes too. By the way, I think he was.
I like to know where he got it. I've actually been doing some dating, and I could use a jacket like that.
You're back on the market.
Well, I've been on the market, but I'm right. Making some investments. I joined a website. It was an app, and I use it on my friend's phone because he has what they call a smartphone, and it's called Tinder, and it's a cool thing. You just swipe a lot, and you just swipe, and sometimes they come back and say hi.
Wait, so you're. So I personally, I did get married before Tinder was a thing, so I don't have experience. But I believe you can.
Didn't work out.
No, well, I know, and it's good that you're back out on, back on the field, so to speak. But you don't have to just swipe yes on everyone. I think you can be choosing.
You can, and then once you get what as they say, you match, and then you can. You talk to them, and you get a sense for they ask how old you are, and you talk about some other things,
purposely though, Randy, don't put you can put your age in the profile. You like to leave that a little mysterious.
I say that I play senior gold, and if you know what level that is and what age you have to be, you'll figure it out. And if I find a gal who doesn't like softball, we're not going to be a match anyway because I play a lot.
Yeah.
You might as well. Yeah, you don't want to waste anyone's time if they're not into softball and Jaegerators. Then what's the point?
That, I fixed that, by the way. It's working again. We're ready.
Thank God. So have you found a gal yet, or are you still, as you kids like to say, playing the field?
Who's to say I need to just find one, Jeff? I mean, sometimes sometimes you can. These days, there's a lot of different ways to as they say, do love, and I found some open-minded gals, and we'll just leave it at that. I'm not a kiss and tell.
Wow. I'm not here to judge. There are reality shows that document that lifestyle, and you know what? I think we wish you the best, and we just hope you're happy in your personal life leading into the draft tomorrow night.
We'd be a lot happier if we do what I suggest.
Well, let's get into what you suggest, because we cut a little close here. It's good that we are getting your 7-round. Is it 7 this year? Are you doing a 7-round Vikings mock for us? Well, what are we doing?
As we all know, Kwesi traded away some of the guys, and I am going to have him trading away some more things, and so there'll be plenty of picks. I'll tell you that. But you're going to get snug over what happens at the top, and then people who really go deep on this are really going to like the later rounds here too.
Wow. Okay. Well. I think this is like the 6th annual Randy in Cottage Grove Vikings 7-round mock here. And like we said, he nailed like Janarius Robinson or something. Like he's nailed a lot of different Vikings draft picks over the years.
He's still got gas in the tank.
In the UFL or where is he at? Is he still in the NFL?
He's got tools.
Okay.
No, he's got gas in his car tank is what he meant.
That's what it is.
He literally is driving around town right now.
So, well, Randy, we'll set you up here. This is the official music for you. I want a mock. This is Randy Vike 69 on Twitter. Randy in Cottage Groves.
X.
Vikings X. Sorry, X. His 7-round Vikings mock. The floor is yours.
All right. In past years, these guys have not allowed me to do trades, and I'm doing them. Now I'm doing it now. At the top, there's going to be a trade, and everyone knows it. We might end up, I heard a rumor, we might end up with the Falcons number 8 pick. That would even help this trade more. But let's assume we don't get it. Let's assume we don't get it. We're going to move 11, 23, and I'm even willing to move my 2025 first rounder. All three of those, that's 3 first round picks for the math heads, all going to the Patriots for number 3. And at number 3, we're going to do a little reunion, as they say, bring him back here for his high school coach. And he's a guy with a lot of upside. And then you got some inside information on this guy, and they're going to love him. He's a QB of the future on a rookie deal, which they say is the most valuable thing in sports. And that's Drake May. Drake, welcome to Minnesota. You're going to love it. You're going to love JJ. You're going to love, Hawk when he gets healthy again. He gets that flow going. You're going to have a lot of weapons, and you're going to love it here. You're going to love it with KOC. So Drake May is going to be the Vikings QB of the future.
Wow. I feel like Drake May has probably been poked and prodded at the most by, the all 22 film viewers. Are you worried about his mechanics, his footwork? I mean, you watch a lot of film.
He's got a cannon. I'll tell you that. You know, you like a guy who can sling it, who can put it on the dime as they say, with a little mustard. But what I really like about him is the upside. You know, he played at that was not a blue chip program. You know, I don't think of that as a blue chip program. Even the Gophers find ways to avoid playing them because they're it's a dog show there in North Carolina. But he's the kind of guy who could have played at a blue chipper. And he's going to prove that on Sundays.
Okay. Right. Drake May. So there it is. That's the official first round prediction. So you're saying the 11, the 23, the 2025 first, which is a steep price to pay, but you get your guy, Drake.
Not if he's a stud. Maybe that first is in the 20s. Maybe that first is number 32.
Yeah. Oh that would be great.
Ooh.
I mean, even number 31, at least you're back in the Super Bowl, right?
I'd take it.
Okay. And then the Vikings wouldn't pick until like the 4th round here. So
I know. I did the mock. Okay, so here we go. There's not another pick now until round 4. It's a 108. And this is a guy who a lot of people think might go sooner. If he slides, they're going to pounce. And that's Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler from South Carolina. He's got the excuse me?
No, so keep going. Just let him keep going.
Sorry. He's got the tools to stick as well. So if there's some kind of issue with me or an injury, you know what they say, that the old saying is you can never have too many quarterbacks. And that's how I feel about this pick. So you may think it's outside the box, not the KOC. KOC loves talent in that room. Talent in the room is what you want. And Rattler as a backup to me could be a really interesting, just a situation that you're going to benefit from for a long time, even if you end up spinning one of them down the line. There's just too much value in Rattler at 108. So it's going to be another quarterback with the second pick they've got.
Holy cow, Judd, that is...
This is, you know what? Brock Purdy. This guy had
But the Niners waited until the 7th round to get Brock Purdy.
I know better. No, I know they did, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in his mock, Randy had Purdy at like 5th round. I'm not questioning him. They now
it
have
just
two
feels like, you know, if you're going to commit all of that capital, listen, I'm okay with drafting a second quarterback. I just don't know that it should be your second pick after Randy, you drafted Drake May.
Randy, you be you. That's what I say about Randy.
Thank you, Jeff. And I think based on the way the rest of this mock shakes out, everyone's going to be just fine with 2 QBs at the top, because at 129, we're going to take Dwayne Carter from Duke. He's an interior guy, but he's got a burst. He could play edge if he needed to. It makes me just snug to watch him flying around there. And he's got that Duke IQ, as they say. So Dwayne Carter at 129, welcome aboard.
The Duke IQ. I've never heard of IQ.
I've never heard of the Duke IQ, but I like it.
It's a good hospital, actually. My friend, it was a botched vasectomy, but he had it done there.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wait, your buddy had a botched vasectomy at Duke Hospital, still a good hospital.
He had it fixed up there. He did it. He did it at Cheapo Clinic. He lived in the Charlotte area. He did it at Cheapo Clinic, and then someone said, "You got to go to Duke and have him straighten that out."
Yeah, gotta go to the Triangle for that one. My brother lives close there too. I think he even has a vasectomy. So yeah, you gotta go to the Triangle. You gotta go there to get the right vasectomies done. Come on.
In the fifth round, 157, we're gonna keep that pick, and we're gonna take a guy who a lot of people like earlier. If he slides, I love him here. Luke McCaffrey from Rice.
Oh, yes.
Stolen Eichstrom's guy.
He's a wide receiver, obviously, and we can never have too many of those weapons, especially for these two young quarterbacks. And I'll tell you right now, he's got some route running skills, and he could compete day one. So Luke McCaffrey from Rice, wide receiver, is going to be the pick at 157. And then staying in the fifth round, 167, just 10 picks later, here's a guy who, if he's here, you got to take him. Ziggy, you got to make the pressure call to your guys in the office and say, I like him. Make an ownership push for this guy. And that's Christian Boyd from UNI. He's what I think could be like an SOD. He's flying under the radar. He's a lineman who could absolutely play on Sundays, and no one talks about him because he's from UNI. Well, they're going to be talking about you just the same way they were talking about the old the guy whose wife had short hair. I forgot her name. Brenda Warner.
Oh, Brenda Warner. Kurt Warner.
He went to UNI too, didn't he?
I think so, yes. Right? Yeah, didn't.
Okay,
yeah,
well, there's a pedigree there. And Brenda, she looks great, by the way. Hi, Brenda. But and
is she Christian on Tinder?
I was going to say, what are you swiping right on?
So you're
Kurt
swiping
Warner's
right on Brenda Warner?
She's got a sexy vibe to her. She's got she looks like she looks younger than she is, and she acts a lot younger than she is.
What, have you hung around her?
She does.
At 177,
young energy. Yeah,
we're gonna start to bolster, as they say, the defensive backfield. And here's a guy in Josh Newton from TCU, who again, a lot of people say, Randy, he's gonna go sooner. You can't say that about every pick. There's some guys who are gonna fall, and that's one thing that Quezzy loves to do is grab those steals, as they say. So Josh Newton, raw, moldable. You gotta love him here. If he falls, you're gonna scoop him. Josh Newton, TCU. And then we got two more picks in my mock. I don't have us moving these sevens. We probably will. But at 230, if we're there and Josh Proctor's there, the safety from Ohio State, he's a guy who can deliver that pop. And you know that translates to Sundays. So Josh Proctor, Ohio State safety, a little more of that depth for us to work with. And then finally, we're going to close it out with Ethan Driscoll. He's a tackle from Marshall. He's just a big body, add a little more depth. And we like those big guys who are moldable late in the draft. This is a draft that I feel snug about. From top to bottom, you leave with two quarterbacks. Either one of them could be the QB1 of the future. And you, of course, got Darnold there to kind of provide a little of that veteran savvy. So you go into a situation where the rest of the league says, I envy that room. I envy that situation that the Vikes have. And we're going to blow a lot of money on JJ, and we should. But now you got to have a guy who's going to sling it, and you can't afford to get it wrong. So what better way to make sure you get it right than take two shots at the dartboard school?
Wow, there it is. Wow. Okay, Randy in Cottage Grove.
We've called him crazy
Randy
before.
Vike 69 and his signature hang up.
Yep.
No discussion, no questions. He just hangs up.
We've called him crazy before, and you know what? He's been right.
Dude, I'll tell you, Luke McCaffrey is someone that we're all kind of rooting for that, right? The bloodlines. I think I'm down with this, except I'm not drafting a quarterback at 108. Sorry. I would probably have to wait till later on. Go get like that Western Kentucky kid that I think was it Tyler that brought him up yesterday? Is it Austin Reed? I saw he was on the Kay Adams streaming show this morning or yesterday morning too. So there it is. Randy Vike 69 on Twitter/X if you want your
I'm in awe.
your insights.
I'm in awe of his work and the fact that he actually just does nothing but swipes right on Tinder.
I guess, you know, that's the way that you can play the math game more aggressively, right? Just open up.
Which one, the Tinder math game or the quarterback math game?
Both. For both, absolutely.
Right. I want a mock! Yeah,
okay. One more mock for you guys. Not nearly as prestigious as the Randy and Cottage Grove mock, of course, but this next one is presented by our friends over at Red Cow, established in 2013, established in my heart in 2013 as well. You guys, too. You guys are big Red Cow fans, I know. Mm-hmm. Family-owned, locally-owned, 6 locations in Minnesota, 5 in the Twin Cities, 1 in Rochester, and some of the best food you're ever going to sink your teeth into. Also, 36 beers on tap, local brews, craft cocktails, fantastic food and beverage, and belly up to the bar, as I have several times at a Red Cow, to watch sports on TV. Red Cow in the Twin Cities.
Service. Great really service. Service. I would even say at the Red Rabbit, their sister location, I still like to take credit for the televisions that are in that North Loop location. I still like to take a lot of credit for getting the TVs there as well.
It was a smart play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be an extra probably drink for me if there's a second half that's close. So, yeah. But yeah, Red Cow, 6 locations, 5 in the Twin Cities, 1 in Rochester. Okay, the mock I bring to you is another 7-rounder from our friend Alec Lewis at The Athletic. Judd and I sat next to Alec. He was covering the Timberwolves game with John Krasinski for The Athletic game 1. So we were hanging out with Alec a couple nights ago at Target Center. So here's what he has. Vikings moving up to the number 3 pick for Drake May, trading the 11, the 23, and a 2025 1st-rounder, but they get some kickbacks. And this is what I want. Like, if we're going to be trading 3 first-round picks here, give me a little something back. Like,
I don't disagree with this.
So you get the number 3, you get a 2024 6th-rounder, and then a 2025 5th-rounder. So you get at least it's pick swaps, basically. You're swapping, like, 4 rounds. So Drake May to the Vikings. And then with the 108, he has another North Carolina player, linebacker Cedric Gray, going to the Purple. In the 5th round, with the 150, so he's trading up the board here or back, right? They're trading the 129, so they're going back to 150. They pick up an extra pick in this to take Alabama defensive tackle Justin Eboigbe. Then with the 167, it's cornerback from the CFL, Quantez Stiggers. From the CFL, huh? Are CFL players eligible to be?
No, they're not. I don't know how that. No, you signed
them. Is this from the CFL?
Like, was in the CFL and now is, like, into the draft process? Is that?
Or are we talking about, like, dude. Like, here's a stupid thing to say, but CFL, is he referencing?
He's a Canadian football player.
I don't think you.
Of the Toronto Argonauts.
I think he has to be signed as a free agent.
But he does have a draft profile on NFL.com.
Oh, okay.
So he must. I don't know. I have no idea.
Any comments.
Alec is a smart dude who's probably done some research on this. So
okay.
Okay. 5th round. We can ask Thor about it tomorrow morning. Kyrie Jackson, cornerback from Oregon, with the 168, and then they're trading again here. They're moving. So they move back to the 171,
okay,
and pick up another pick. So they draft Bo Limmer, the center/guard from Arkansas that we have mocked a few times. Mm-hmm. And then 6th round with the 177, edge rusher from Troy, Javon Solomon. Another 6th rounder, guard South Carolina, Nick Gargiulo. Another 6th rounder, running back Missouri, Cody Schrader. And then with your 2 7th round picks, Alec Lewis has the Vikings taking linebacker from UTEP, Tyrese Knight, and wide receiver from Illinois, Isaiah Williams.
I want a mock!
Mock!
Woo! Some moving and shaking.
I am looking up, and I can't find it immediately, this CFL situation.
Did you Google, can CFL players be drafted by NFL teams?
Yep, I did.
if a player plays in the CFL for a year, they would still need to wait until they are eligible for the draft before they can be selected by. So you have to be 3 years removed from high school. But apparently if you're. But like sometimes you sign before. A CFL player, which the Vikings have.
Yep. To futures contracts, things like that all the time.
Huh. Anyways. Right. So if somebody in the comment section who is smarter than us about CFL, NFL draft eligibility versus free agency eligibility.
Who might know? Ross Brendel, big Blue Bombers fan. Ross and Manny 1 year go up to Winnipeg to go to a Blue Bombers game?
Probably. That sounds like Ross and Manny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Manny Hill.
Love him.
That's amazing. So, okay, there we go. We got it on the record. Right. Randy, I hope he nails at least one of these. I hope he nails Drake May and Luke McCaffrey. Wouldn't that be a blast? And maybe even Christian Boyd, Northern Iowa.
Our guy Thor very happy.
Yep. It would make me very happy as well. Yeah.
Good bloodlines. So,
all right, dudes. So tomorrow on Thursday, it's Thor's day. So we're going to do a 7-round simulation with him and any other last minute news. Plus 7 o'clock inside the Fillmore live on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. The third annual Purple Daily Draft Party, and we are absolutely fired up for that. So thank you guys for making Purple Daily one of the most popular football podcasts in America. We'll see you guys tomorrow.